you tell a little about yourself?
Amir Kishmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all. Welcome to another edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, February 25th, 2024. I'm Atefe Irfani, hosting this program today. And congratulations, everyone, on the birth anniversary of the last and 12th era of Prophet Muhammad, the savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi, peace upon him, who will reappear in the end times to establish the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. Amen. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and we've received reception reports from around the world, from Harry Madugula from India, from Bashir Ahmad from Bangladesh, and from Arthur Fernandez from Spain. Harry, Bashir, and Arthur, thank you for your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. As you may know, these reception reports enable us to provide a better service for you, dear listeners, because it helps us promote the quality of our programs. And we've received emails and letters from around the world, from Harry Madugula from India, from Jay Hodgepens from Belgium, and from Muhammad Aslam from India, which later during the program, I will read these emails and letters. Stay with us, please. What a day it is! Congratulations, everyone, on the birth anniversary of the savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi, peace upon him, who will reappear in the end times to cleanse the earth from the vestiges of corruption, exploitation, and oppression. And guess what? You may have heard the proverb, Isfahan is half of the world, which refers to the huge number of Isfahan's natural and historic sites, so that it encompasses half of the world's beauties. The magnificent mansions and palaces, marvelous bridges, unique mosques, and amazing gardens are what awaits you in the city of Isfahan in Iran. One of the most well-known features of Isfahan is Siosepol, which is the widest bridge over the Zayanderud River, connects also north and south of the city of Isfahan. The beauties of Zayan Darud River have engendered building magnificent bridges in Isfahan. Sevastopol's size, central location, and unique architecture have made it the most renowned and longest one among the 11 bridges in Isfahan, actually. That is a reason why you should not miss visiting Sevastopol in Isfahan. So as is clear, in this edition of Listeners Special, we are going to talk about Sevastopol Bridge in Isfahan. So before that, let's see Hari Madhugula from India has said. Hari has sent us a piece of email. Hari says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, my name is Hari Madhugula and I am writing to you from Hyderabad, India. I was able to receive your signals in my area. The program on air was Listeners Special and I enjoyed listening to this program. If my reception reports correspond with your session log, I should be pleased to receive your verification QSL of my reception. Please include our club address in your mailing list for sending future communications. Thanks and regards." First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Hari Madhugula from India, and many thanks for writing this email to us at IRIB English Radio. It's good to hear that you were able to receive the signals of IRIB English Radio in your area. So you could catch the program Listeners Special, which is broadcast on Sundays. It's good to hear that. You know, letting us know what you think about our programs really make us happy and actually help us promote the quality of our programs. We wish you all the best. Please accept our electronic QSL as verification to this email. Hari Madhugula from India, thank you again. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. So after a short break, I will be back with you. So, I was saying, you might wonder, what is the deal with the bridge's name? I mean, Sevastopol. Sevastopol in Farsi language means 33, due to the 33 arches of this bridge. And pol means bridge. So, Sevastopol means 33 arches. The remarkable point about Sevastopol is, it is the largest Iranian construction on water. 33 Bridge or Sevastopol is not a typical bridge for people just to pass and reach their destination. It is a destination itself. It is considered as one of the greatest social and recreational centers in Isfahan too. You can roam around the pedestrian and enjoy the delightful scenery of the river and bridge. As a result, it is a great place to practice living in the moment. This amazing two-story bridge is where people go there, read poems, sing songs, and enjoy the night sky over the amazing Zayan Darud River. Right, in the southern part of the Chaharbagh Avenue, they built the bridge 1602 with a length of 298 meters and a width of 14 meters long. The amazing lighting on the bridge has made it a shining spot, attracting so many visitors and tourists at night. A sidewalk on the top and another one near the water level with a ceiling are two places where people can stay still for a while and enjoy the beauties of the surrounding area. So, let's see what our listener from Belgium says. This is an email from Hojbens. Hojbin says, "Dear IRIB, I have much pleasure in informing you that I heard your station and I hope you will be interested in my reception report. Will you please check the reception with your station log, and if correct, please verify it by your QSL verification. Many thanks for your kind attention." First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, the capital of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Appreciations to you for this email. Je Hojbens from Belgium. I'm sorry if I do pronounce your name incorrectly, so let us know if I mispronounce your name. Hojbens from Belgium, of course. It's a pleasure for us to receive your actually reception report. Many thanks for letting us know that you were able to receive the signals of IRIB English Radio, so please accept our electronic QSL as confirmation to this email. So we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon and hearing your views about our programs. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Thank you again. Jay Hojbens from Belgium. So after a short break, I will be back with you. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and we were talking about Sio Sepol. You know, the architect of this bridge, Sio Sepol, Hossein Bano Isfahani, has picked the widest part of the bridge where water is at the lowest level. The bridge is built of stone, saruj, plaster, and brick so that it will not be broken in circumstances of high pressures and humidity. Great. See, walk on the beautiful bridge with peace of mind. There is nothing to worry about. Symmetry and repetition are the two factors of Iranian architecture and have been observed meticulously in the structure of Sio Sepol. While the Sio Sepol is a stunning example of Iran's rich architectural heritage, there are many more such marvels across Iran and Isfahan. Let me tell you one thing. Spring and fall are more suitable times to visit Sio Sepol. The best time of the day to visit Sio Sepol is evenings and nights, where you can get in the middle of local people's lives and see how they spend the leisure time singing on the bridge, reading poems, and chatting. In short, visiting Sio Sepol must be an inevitable part of your journey to Iran. There is not just the architectural masterpiece you will see, there are many untold stories and unread poems behind this bridge. You just need to pause for a few minutes and capture the transient flow of life on this bridge. Have a deep breath and pause. You will be amazed by all the beauty. So, it is right that they say Isfahan is half of the world, which refers to the huge number of Isfahan's natural and historic sites, so it encompasses half of the world beauties. Here we have an email from Muhammad Aslam from India. Let's see what Muhammad says. Dear IRIP staff, thank you for giving a reply to your listeners. I appreciate your staff and the programs you air in shortwave every day. I'm glad that I can hear your radio since the reception is fine at my area here in India. Thank you. Salam and warmest greetings to you from Tehran. Muhammad Aslam from India, and thank you very much for writing to us. Thank you for your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Your loyalty, let us tread this path better than before. Please accept our electronic QSL as confirmation to this email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Thank you again, Muhammad Aslam from India. And here we come to the end of our today's edition of Listeners Special. Again, congratulations on the birth anniversary of the last and 12th era of Prophet Muhammad, the savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi, peace upon him, who will reappear in the end times to cleanse the earth from the vestiges of corruption, exploitation, and oppression, and establish the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. We had a good time together in this edition of Listeners Special. Before saying goodbye, I do again do send my warm appreciations and gratitudes to those of you who kindly sent us reception reports as well as emails and letters from around the world, including Harry Madhugula from India, Bashir Ahmad from Bangladesh, Arthur Fernandez from Spain, Muhammad Aslam from India, and Jay Hojibens from Belgium. We wish you all the best. Please keep in touch with us at IRIB English Radio and Listeners Special Program. God bless you and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We will be glad to hear from all our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send us emails to englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at parstoday.ir/en. Our phone number is 0098-21-2201-3720. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.